Okay, cosmology, something there about different perspectives, points of view. Now, if you look at the world from the life point of view, well, that's really our point of view, right? Because we are the living ones. Now, as far as matter is concerned, in which way do you generally think about and deal with matter? In terms of what it is made of and where it comes from, atoms, molecules, this and that and so on, or well, I think most likely like me, more about how to use it, how it relates to you. The forms we see around us. We don't really care much about what the forms around us are made of and what they are. Ultimately, but what they do to us, how they look, how we can relate to them, how we can enjoy them and avoid them if they threaten us and so on. So in a life-based cosmology, that's how it is. It's very practical. Down to everyday life. And so is the astronomy from the past. Now, why is materialistic science, physics and all that, that really just studies matter, so glorified today and so elevated to the sky or to the almost divine levels? Well, because it provides us with technology that we find useful. Technology technological inventions and development are the miracles of our time. if Jesus walked on water to impress people and convince them about his divine power, so modern scientists maintain that power. By doing miracles with technology.